Looking forward to it. In the meantime, you're listening to the KDKA Afternoon News. I'm Angino. Joining me right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Dave Spiegelmeyer, president of the Marcellus Shale Coalition. Dave, welcome to KDKA. Good to have you on.
Yeah, good to be with you, Mangino.
Absolutely. Now, I'm looking at the numbers of what's transpiring over the course of the first 6 months of the year and comparing that to the first 6 months of 2016. And the numbers are looking pretty good when it comes to activity and drilling operations. And I'm beginning to wonder, is this the sign of a real resurgence and maybe a return to the days of just a few years ago in the Marcellus Shale drilling business? Or is this more of a blip on the screen? How would you see this?
It's certainly not a blip on the screen, Mangino. I would say there's a cautious optimism in our industry right now. We've seen some price recovery, not significant price recovery, but we've seen rig counts jump from an active rig count of 13 last June to 34 active rigs in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. That's not just Southwest PA, but, you know, that's down from 111 active rigs in 2011. Now, rig count alone isn't the best test of activity, as production's still up. But I would tell you that, you know, price today compared to then is dramatically less. I think this month we're at $1.75. Per million BTUs of energy as compared to $13 in 2008. So that's pretty dramatic in terms of price decline. But I would also tell you a year ago we were down at $1.32. We're at $1.75 today. Mm-hmm. We were at $2.62 last month. So we've seen some decline month over month. And, you know, that's why I say there's a cautious optimism. Demand is important to try and grow price a bit that follows, you know, new investment in this basin.
What can we do, or what needs to be done, to expand the level of demand for natural gas from the Marcellus Shale?
You know, I think some of that's already happening. The fact that we've got a petrochemical facility being developed in the southwestern part of the state where we can use some of that product here is important. The development of the Mariner pipeline to get some of that ethane into the eastern part of the state is important. Power generation, we have 17 power generation facilities that are being scoped for Pennsylvania. That's significant demand for the product. And the great thing for consumers is, you know, if you take a look at those of us that use natural gas to heat our homes and cook our food and dry our clothes, our costs on the purchased gas cost side are less than half of what they were in 2008. So that's a direct benefit to every single consumer in the state. The downstream manufacturing side, Robert, is enormous for Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And I think 7 or 8 years from now, we're all going to be sitting back saying, now I get it. The downstream manufacturing opportunities for our state are enormous if we get the policies correct in Pennsylvania.
Dave Spiegelmeyer joining us. He's the president of the Marcellus Shale Coalition. What about the use of natural gas as a transportation fuel for not only fleet vehicles, but even for passenger vehicles, too?
Yeah, we've seen some softness in the oil markets, and that certainly has eroded a bit of that major competitive advantage that was out there for natural gas. But I would tell you, this is a domestic product, one that's produced in our backyard. We're not necessarily directly hit with the whims of OPEC as a result of natural gas being used in our transportation vehicles. We're now companies like Waste Management, like UPS, are looking directly to use natural gas on their over-the-road trucks. I know Waste Management already uses CNG in a number of their fleet vehicles, and UPS in particular is doing some work on liquids, natural gas liquids, to be able to use for long-haul loads of 600 miles or more on a given tank load.
Is there any way of being able to use natural gas for rail?
Absolutely. Not only on rail, but also major construction vehicles, bulldozers and things like that. I would tell you, early in the Marcellus play, most of our on-site power generation at facilities was done with diesel fuel. Today, most of those locations are using our product itself, natural gas, to generate power. So, yes, locomotives, ships, our construction vehicles all have the potential to burn natural gas or propane. To power those facilities or to power those vehicles.
All right, you mentioned the Mariner 2 pipeline. There are others as well. Are we doing enough in the Commonwealth and in the country to export our natural gas, say, to Europe and elsewhere around the world?
Robert, there are folks that have reservation with that. I would tell you that's a piece of the market for us. I think it creates a great opportunity for us in strengthening our geopolitical hand abroad by having the ability to send some of our natural gas overseas. When I say some of that, you know, we're producing today over 16 billion cubic feet of natural gas in Pennsylvania a day. We use at peak day, meaning the coldest days of the winter or the hottest days of the summer, upwards of 11 or 12 billion cubic feet of natural gas a day. We have the ability to use some of that gas in, you know, in international markets. And I think, as I said before, it really strengthens our hand geopolitically. What I'd love to see, and I think what we're starting to witness here in Pennsylvania, is the opportunity to use some of those downstream, or use that gas in some of those downstream manufacturing processes that will, you know, create jobs and economic opportunities right here in western Pennsylvania and across the state that put people to work. And let's frankly say it, help keep our kids at home once they graduate from either high school or college or technical school.
Dave, what are we looking at over the course of the next, say, 6 to 18 months?
It's a really good question. I think we've got, as I said before, wonderful opportunities on the manufacturing side. I think we're going to see, you know, soft natural gas prices for consumers. You know, I look back at the winter of 2008 and consumers were paying over $20 a delivered MCF to their home. They're going to see bills basically half of that again this winter. That's a great benefit to consumers in Pennsylvania. I think we've got the opportunity as well on the power generation side to continue to produce electric power at reasonable prices. Robert, I think it's actually our competitive hand for, you know, for our country. We're able to produce products with the cheapest energy in the world, and it's because of the fact we're producing these resources here in Pennsylvania and in our region. I would also say there are a number of projects that have been funded directly through the impact tax. A lot of folks keep focusing on severance tax. I would tell you the impact tax that passed in 2012 has been a huge winner for western Pennsylvania and Allegheny County in particular, about $10 million of direct benefit to municipalities and county government, but also through the Marcellus Legacy Fund, things like the Montour Junction Trail Project, the Crafton Pool Rehabilitation, the Plum Ball Fields, the Frick Environmental Center. Those have all been benefactors of investments that have occurred through the Marcellus Legacy Fund that I think it's been a winner for our region, actually.
Okay. Dave Spiegelmeyer, I appreciate your comments. Like having you on. Looking forward to next time as well. Dave Spiegelmeyer, President, Marcellus Shell Coalition, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.